the breath of Kena. Before that terror, all else pales. The contention of armies becomes the squabbling of children. But he who sent me has no power to reach out where the danger abides. She has surrounded herself with Kena's children. She grows stronger by the hour. And he who sent me must remain where he is, holding back the tide of darkness that laps at Shadowcatch. He can do nothing but register his appeal for help and offer his friendship, which you may test as you will and call upon as you see fit. A scheme. A tortuous scheme, surely. But he dared not reject it out of hand. There was sorcery in this place. He hadn't time to take its measure. If he turned them down flatly, he might not get out alive.
"Which Shadowmaster do you call Lord?"
He thought he knew. The man had mentioned Shadowcatch. The brown man smiled. "You call him Long Shadow. He has other names."
Long Shadow, Master of Shadowcatch. The Shadowmaster whose domain was farthest from Taglios, who was the least known of the four, rumored to be insane. He hadn't been much involved in the attacks upon Taglios.
The foreigner said, "He who sent me has not been involved in this war. He opposed it from the beginning. He has refused to participate. There are more pressing dangers, more deadly concerns, which preoccupy him."
"Men much like you have attacked Taglion several times."
"Stipulated. On the river, in the southern Taglion territories, can you guess the common denominator, wizard?"
"The woman."
"The woman. Kena's fulcrum. He who sent me cast the bones of time, and as she becomes a greater danger, he becomes more pressed elsewhere, less able to fight. He needs allies. He is desperate with fear. He will give more than he takes. The weed of doom has taken root in Taglios, and he can do so little. It must be expunged by Taglians."
"There's a war on. Taglians didn't initiate it."
"Neither did he. But that war can be ended. He has that power. Of the three who wanted war, two are dead. Storm Shadow and Moon Shadow are gone. Shadow Spinner lingers. He controls their combined armies, but he is injured. He can be compelled to accept peace. He can be expunged, if that is the price of peace. Peace can be restored. Taglios can be as it was before the madness began, but he who sent me will not invest resources in making these things come true if there is nothing to be gained by letting some of his attention be diverted."
"From what?"
"Glittering Stone, Katavar. You are no unlettered peasant. You have read the ancients. You know the Shadar Kadi is but a pale shade of Kena, though Kadi's priests deny it. You know Katavar in the old tongue means Kadi's throne and is supposed to be the place where Kadi fell to earth. He who sent me believes the legend of Katavar is an echo of an older, truer tale of Kena." Smoke controlled his emotions and fears. He forced a smile.
"You've given me a great deal to digest. A veritable feast."
"Only a first course. Truly, he who sent me is desperate. He needs a friend. An ally who has influence here, who has some chance to cut the weed before it flowers. He will do what he has to do to demonstrate his good faith. He has told me to tell you he will even bring you to him so you can judge his honesty for yourself, if that is your wish. If you are able to feel safe doing so, he'll agree to whatever safeguards you feel you need if you wish to speak to him directly."